Rabbi Yisrael, I've got a shayla, a live shayla. They call it a live shayla. A live shayla means that it's ongoing. And a friend of mine who's good at kashrus, he gets a phone call from someone who intends to become a geir in a few days' time. He's got an appointment already next week, wherever it is, a certain day in London. You know, they only do it in London, geirs. And the ma'isa, he calls up my friend and he says, you know, I know the halacha already, that after I become a geir, then all my kitchen really needs kashering. Because when I made pasta last week, then that pasta is really bishul akum, ich bin agoy. And next week, when I become a Yisrael, then next week, the kitchen needs to be kashered. If I want to have pasta, then it has to be pas Yisrael. It has to be bishul Yisrael. So please can you come round, it was yesterday, please can you come round to my kitchen, kasher my whole kitchen, and shalom al Yisrael. Very nice. So my friend straight away asked him, hang on a second, what are you planning on eating from now till next week, till your appointment? How many is what? Going on pot noodle for a week is very difficult. Taste pizza for a whole week, not so gushmak. So he said, you know something, I don't intend to use anything hot in the kitchen. I'm only going to use the kitchen for cold. As soon as you finish your job, I'm only using the kitchen for cold stuff. Okay. So he was very happy to go. And before he did so, he asked someone, let's see, touching on the right things. So he discussed it with someone who's Yodea Dova, and the person said, the chayyid is no issue. And then he discussed it with me, he wanted to know if there's any issue. And I said, if you look at the poskim, you would see that the chayyid is a major issue here. Because let's say next week he becomes a Yisrael, let's say everything goes to plan, and by next week he's a Yisrael. Next Shabbos meal, let's say he invites his brother or anyone for a Shabbos meal, and he makes a cholent. Yes. How can his brother or his friend who's attending the Shabbos meal eat from that cholent? So what are you going to say? Well, he didn't cook, he didn't use it for hot the whole week. But who's saying this? Who's testifying to us? How do we know that? So you're going to say, well, he told us. But he was a goy throughout that period. And the Shulchan Aruch says a one-liner in Siman Lamed Hey Sif Zayin, goy ro shero oisom vehid achashen isgaye eino nemon. If a person comes along and says that which I saw before I became a Yisrael, that it's, I didn't use it for hot, he's eino nemon. He's not nemon. He's not believed to say that he only used this kitchen for cold food. So how can a visitor come to his Shabbat Friday night meal eating the cholam based on the fact that he said he didn't use it for hot? Right? And so you may think that it's not so direct, it's made not so gashmak.
So he should himself eat it.
Oh, right. So what are you going to say? You need eders for someone else. If I go to his house, I need eders. I need eders. But maybe himself, it will be mutter. The pashas that I would have thought would be mutter. And I found today the most amazing Masechtas Geirim. You know that there's Masechtas Brochas, Masechtas Shabbos, but there's also something called Masechtas Geirim. At the back of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, you have a few small Masechtas, Masechtas Smachos, Masechtas Soifrim, and you have Masechtas Geirim, Masechtas Derech Eretz. You'll see it's very interesting, and it's a very small Masechta. You can go through a very quick Masechta and make a siyum if you want. Very quickly, it'll take you a few minutes, and listen to the sif over here. A sif over here, a very, very interesting sif. It's quite fascinating. You've got over here, you've got a person, again, I don't usually like to discuss, read out, but it's mamash also two lines. Geishen is gaied, v'hoyu lo yenois. He had wine in his house. They're pretty similar, shayla. V'omer, and he says, borili, I am certain shlenis nasech mehem. I didn't do yain nasech, I didn't pour it in the shame of Yidazorah. Muta loy, he can drink the wine. V'asurim la'achirim. I imagine they mentioned, for other people as also we understand, because there's no way he's not believed to say that. But for he himself will be mutter. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, randomly we've got Rabbi Kiva against him. We'll go, Lezer says it's okay, but Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ma'im La'achem Asurim, if we're ready for Achem, Zasa, La'atzmoy, so Zecha Oysa La'atzmoy. There's a ganza to do it in the Nachnes Yaakov, we look over here, what's the Kalva, isn't it not much of a Kalva Choma, and the ganza be on what the Hezber is. But there's a whole Machlokas mentioned in the Mishnah, Masechus Geirim, is only regarding he himself. He himself is a Shaila, can he, but does he need to come onto Eidus, does he not need to come onto Eidus? But regarding someone else who plans to intend to join his Shabbos Friday night meal and he wants to have chicken, on what basis can he go to his meal if he has had his kashrut, his oven's been kashrut before, his oven being kashrut before his Yisrael? And therefore, at the moment, until we have a riot in Nishtazoi, then we're actually going to delay. He's Taka called him out and said he's going to come after he becomes Yisrael. Then he shall have a pot. If he's ready having to have a pot noodles for another week, he'll delay another day till he does the kashering, and that will be okay. He spoke to, he went back to the other Talmud Chacham to see if there's anything to say. At the moment, we haven't yet held back. So if there's any riots that Olam have, again, it's a live trial. If you have any riots to say, it should be okay. I've got quite a clear Masechta's Geirim over here. Steamer Sashuk Nora. There should be a quite big issue for other people to attend his Friday night meals if he is going to be a goy till the, you know, let's say the cash would have taken place today.
He's not there because we can't trust him.
Yeah.
But I don't understand Rabbi Akiva because he knows himself.
Right. There's a to do what Pshat Rabbi Akiva. He's making some sort of kabachim, which is Nachta Svi, he makes a whole ganze shtickle. What Pshat is. But I think it's just a fascinating. Yeah. It's not clear.
Rabbi
Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Another way. Rabbi Akiva.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So it's a son. There's Machlokes. Machlokes Tanoim Vinegia to this point. Again, we've got a classical shayla. This person is becoming a Yisrael next week. He's becoming a Geir. And he wanted to have his kitchens kashered yesterday. And the hesitation to that is that if he has his kashered yesterday, who said his Nemon to say that he's not going to cook for the whole week? On that, we're saying that Lachayra, for other people to eat in his kitchen, to eat by his meal, is going to be a real problem. Therefore, we're saying that you should have to wait for the kashering process to take place after the Yisrael. You're asking that. What's Pshat? He's not the goy's not there. That stomach kasher, the Shabbat says the goy's not there.
Was Ege kasher years when Ege by goy from Dina Melissus?
Yeah, but over here, but you need Eidus for Achir.
So someone walks in the season, he's meeting him.
It's a to-do, Rabbi Sam. If I wouldn't have anything else to say, I'll carry on, Rabbi. I've got too many things to get off my chest.
We say, goy is there on Lefi Tumoy.
Lefi Tumoy?
And here, where he's trying to be much of the whole house, and to become a Yid himself,
so a goy lefi tumo is Nemon, that's firstly is the Rabbon. The Shach says in Kupi Gimel in Yodea that is only by the Rabbonons, and when he's still a goy, but a goy that becomes Yisrael, and we want to use his Eidus to say that he, what happened, what he saw when he was a goy, that's really not going to help over here. It's also not Masech lefi tumo. The Emma says if he's Masech lefi tumo, maybe we'll be able to come with some sort of heta. But over here, he's saying himself that it wouldn't be clear. If you were to eat by him Friday night, you'd have to hear from him on Masech Lefi Tumo. It wouldn't be so easy to get out of him. Basically, you're going to have nemons. I see it as a real issue to kasher his kitchen before he becomes Yisrael. If you're going to kasher his kitchen before he comes Yisrael, you're going to have a major issue eating in his house. How is he believed to say he didn't use his kitchen for hot for the whole week? Just a very interesting point. It's Negev now, Lemaisa, and it is in Mitzvah Shem. Maybe next week he'll be coming, it's wrong, maybe he'll give a shit on it. Okay, Rabbeisai, let's move on to a very interesting Nekuda. This week's parasha, there's so many mitzvahs, I can't not mention this chiddush. It's such a chiddush, if you think of it. You know, we very much discussed in Yom of Hilchos Brochas, Hilchos Shabbos, but sometimes there are other mitzvahs that we have to know as well, that we discussed yesterday, the Shaila in Ribbis, the Shaila in the Chais and the Yomitin. So we have to know the things which are Negea. And I find this is another mitzvah which is Negea, Mamish, it's very, very Negea. Mitzvahs Maka. We're not going to take the Fakrochna case that you've got this funny bungalow, and I'm not discussing funny cases. You go up the stairs in your house. Imagine your house, you've got two floors. You go up the stairs, and you've got a banister leading up the stairs, and upstairs you arrive at a landing. You've got a small landing, a big landing, depending on the size of your house. got the shmak landing. A lot of times, by the landing, what's stopping a person from falling down from the first floor to, like, going down the stairs, hitting the stairs? What's stopping you from falling down? Very often, all it is the banister, the hemshach, the continuation of the banister that takes you up the stairs. It goes round a little bit and it covers the part of the landing. And if that banister is the only thing that's stopping you from falling down, we have a serious potential shaila and hilchus ma'akeh. And Rabbi Yisrael, let me quote to you a letter which Rabbi Falk wrote 42 years ago. 42 years ago, he said, he learned the inyan of Chavis Ma'akeh, and he said, he looked at the inyan, when you go up his stairs in Whitehall Road, he went up the stairs, and he turned left, right, after you go up the stairs in his house, you've got the banister continues to turn left. That area is a chiyuv marker. That banister has to be kadas v'kadin. It has to fit into hilchas marker. And one of the most common halachas of hilchas marker is that it has to be high 10 tefachim. Because marker is basically a gate. And the gate has to be a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim. Now, how much is 10 tefachim? We have a machlokes, how much is a tefach? And how much is 10 tefachim would be a difference between either, let's say, 80 centimeters or the Chazon Ish shear, the bigger shear, is 98 centimeters.
What's called the banister?
So now,
only the top
on the landing, you got the sticks with the bar on top. That whole thing is called the banister. So that is stopping you from falling down, but that would have to be 10 tefachim. And a shayla of a deiraisa, which marker is a shayla of a deiraisa, says in the Torah, so you see some marker like a recho, would have to be choshesh for the bigger shear of 10 tefachim. And who says that, by the way? The Mishnah Berurah in Tov Peiches, Tov Peivot. Mishnah Berurah tells you that regarding shiurim of a deiraisa shayla, you would have to be choshesh like the Chazon Ish shear, that's 10 tefachim, 98 centimeters. Says the Rebbe Falk, after I was asked the shayla, Olisi, I went up, umadadati hagedesh asovim lemokim rizam. I went up the stairs of my house, umotsosi, and I found at the top of my first floor shegoyvoy, that the height of the banister, einoy elopetes centimeters. It's only 89 centimeters. Over the shear of Reb Chaim Noah's 10 tefachim, but beyond the shear, lower than the shear of the Chazon Ish, it's in shear 10 tefachim. Sorry? That's very geschmack. Nowadays, now the problem with that is that I'm not mentioning that the regs tell you they have to be a meter high, so that covers maybe the Rechoshesh, you see, the Rechoshesh from the Magda. In Magda, they need that a lot, right? They finally got it. But you have to know that sometimes the carpet raises the person a bit higher, and therefore, although the meter is high, it can sometimes be higher. It's very good. It's a very geschmack in the kuda. Tack on any report, they will tack and mention they have to be higher. It's a very geschmack as that. But 42 years ago, they didn't have any of these regulations. You barely had to have a boiler. Yeah, so now, according to the Chazon Ish, a tefach is 9.6 centimeters. Kumtois, 10 tefachim is 98. So Kumtois, he said, I went upstairs in my house, there, 42 years ago on Whitehall Road, and I saw that the banister is only 89 centimeters. Uladas a Chazon Ish, have a look on a pocha, sadi vav. He needs to be 96, at least, maybe 98 already then. And at the end of the tshuva, he says, Taka, he Taka raised it, yeah, Taka is an issue that Taka is very, I find it very negia. Quite a few people have told me this, that if Taka realized that the banister is quite low, it didn't have the houses were made before the regulations coming in, and therefore he ends off saying that I was Zoicha in Shnas Tovshin Lamad Ches, again 42 years ago, Zochisi Likones El HaKodesh Penimo, to go into the house of Velishal Das Agon Hagodol Rebel Yashav Shlita V'gam Hu Svir Leish Yashchoves Mako Asora Benitin Shelo Seinu. He discussed this very shyly with Rebel Yashav. Again, 42 years ago, he discussed this with Rebel Yashav, and Rebel Yashav agreed to this nakuda, that a person has got his first level floor. You're reading in the Torah, Shabbos Kodesh, you're going to listen to the Balkoria, listening to Vasiso Marka the Gagacha. Not again to me, I haven't got my preset. No. You go up the stairs in your house, and you see on the landing, very geschmack, Shaila. What about the staircase? Why am I making such a fuss about the banister that at the top level on the landing it has to be high 10 tefachim the das achazon lish has to be 98 centimeters. What about the whole going up the stairs? Why shouldn't you have to make sure that is 10 tefachim? That is actually a sifri in this week's parasha. The sifri says that you don't need to have a marker up a ramp. As I stated, sifri. So that's basically quite clear that you don't need to have up a ramp. What's pshat in that? The Malbim explains because when you go up the stairs. You have das, you know what you're doing when you go up the stairs. The chashash is only when you're doing something else on a platform, that's when b'choshe you're going to fall. Yeah, in fact, you should know people have this. Sorry?
If it's less than down the platform, is there
so the tak, oh, that's Valt Machalikas Chasanation Ada Achronim about the Nikuda when you have something which is a sakona, but it doesn't classify with all the rules, is there still a chiyamaka? That
you have to change
another time. But the halacha lemaisa is if a person sees that he's only got 89, 90 centimeters, it is definitely kedai to make sure that it gets raised somehow. You have to get an interior designer, get a good interior designer to come in and add another plaque, and you'll be yotza. A lot of shitters hold that when it comes to shadow and the raisa, we have to be choshesh for 10 tefachim loit the chazanish, and therefore it comes to marker, you'll have to try and get an interior designer to try and make a nice be moist of another few centimeters. You'll be yotza. The mitzvah marker ki yidura every single day, every single second. That's a great, it's a good investment.
Windows regulations only 800.
Oh wow. 800, is that kind of the case?
Yeah, is that
wrong? The Fals got Shuvah before this, the windows has got Shuvah before this, and Simon Kufkaf Aleph explains why it's not no problem with the windows, but it's just a tackle windows, he's got a gun here, it's Shuvah Kufkaf Aleph. As a Shuvah before this Shuvah, he explains Barucha, Meachat Zachino, I answer that to say the windows is not a problem, there wouldn't be an issue, you're talking about the first floor. The ground floor, upstairs could be an issue. Okay, so we'll take after discuss that. Yeah, but I think it's a very practical halacha to know that mitzvah's marker is taka negea. It's negea to when a person has got a landing. That's like a very important nekuda. I just want to end off with a geshmak nekuda. Is like this. We say that the Torah allowed a person to marry a ishes yifas toya. Person going to a machoma and they find. Isha Yifas Toya, the Torah gives her Teirim, right? So Rashi says, the Dibro Torah Elo, because Hashem knows that a person will be Nechshol. I ask you, Rabbi Isai, which people were attending the Melchoma? Which people went to the Melchoma? The Gemara in Sota Mem Dalet said the Tzadikim, Rachai, yeah, the people which are Yorei Rei Shemayim, the top of Klal Yisrael. And still, the Torah found it necessary to find a special heter by Isha Yifas Toya, especially you've got against the Zach, the front line full of Sadiqim, against a long beard, and the Torah said, the Dibra Torah, Hashem needed to find some sort of heter, as our matzah is very important, you say to take into account. I agree, Sashkar, and Shabbat.